You can only lead people that know you. Again, Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and they know me."
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
One of the most crippling dimensions of church experience today is one-sided vulnerability, where somehow Christian leaders have come to the conclusion that a good shepherd knows their flock, but I must not let the flock know me. And many of us, if we're not careful, will buy into that lie of one-sided vulnerability, that I'm supposed to somehow know the people, but I must not let the people know me.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
Did you ever notice your kids are each a little different? Some a little more different than others, perhaps. Welcome to Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for loving God and loving others, living out the greatest of all commandments, hosted by Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Yes, your kids are each a little different, but have you realized that each of your children needs to be loved differently, uniquely? One child can't get enough hugs and kisses, while her brother can only tolerate the occasional handshake. One child lights up at the words, "Thank you for your help," while his sister needs to sit and talk and just be available. Those differences are important indicators of how your children need to be loved, each with a specific target. Today, we'll teach you how to hit the bullseye. Here are Teresa and David Ferguson.
Okay, parents, what we're talking about this week is hitting the bullseye, or the target of knowing your child. Let me read something to you. This is a Dear God letter. Dear God, thank you for the baby brother, but what I prayed for was a puppy. Now, that child has a target, parent. What do you think that target is in knowing that child? Now, how close would you get to hitting the target of the need that that child might have? What would be unique in this situation for that child? Now, parents, stay with us, because we're going to help you practically know how to hit those bullseyes, those targets of really knowing, given to your child in a very unique way.
Yeah, Teresa, even as you sharing that little Dear God letter, I wonder if that little girl was needing security.
Yeah.
Kind of the security that, now, wait a minute, am I still going to be important? Am I still going to be the baby after this other baby comes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe this little girl was needing what we have called attention.
Attention.
Somebody to take thought of her.
This little baby sure is getting all of it. I know that.
That's exactly right. You see, all week long, we're focusing on, how is it that you and I as parents can become more empowered, more adequate, more competent in our parenting? This principle is huge in you and I becoming all that we know we want to be, all that God wants us to be as we pass along some of His love and life to our children. You see, parents, I know this has been true for you and I, Teresa, that when we are more adequate and competent, it actually communicates security to our children.
Mm-hmm, 'cause we know them.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Because I think in the early days of our parenting, as we've mentioned already on this week's programs, you and I were winging it.
Oh, we were.
We didn't have a clue. And you know what? I think our children could pick up on that.
Yeah,
Didn't have the security that mom and dad knew what they were doing.
That's right, and I think God knew it too. Okay, you remember in our early days of ministry, we would try to do parenting seminars, and they just didn't go over like our marriage seminars. And I finally said to you, David, I don't think this is what God wants us to do. I think we better stick to marriage for a while. I'm glad he allows us to do parenting seminars now. Maybe with a grandparent, he knows we have a little more wisdom.
That's right. Yeah, we had some great principles back then. We were trying to teach them, but they just weren't real in our own sense of adequacy. So how about you as a mom, as a dad, maybe as a single parent? Do you feel adequate? Adequate in really knowing your child, what their really needs are, what those bullseye in the heart are? How do you really love little Jennifer and Johnny and Jason? You see, because when you're adequate and competent to really love them at their point of need, you've hit the bullseye. You met their need for security. That sense of mom and dad knows me. And that child has the freedom to then kind of grow up.
David, this is what we're talking about, and knowing our child. I know when I finally realized that Terry needed security and Robin needed respect and Eric needed comfort. You know, knowing that about my child really made a difference. And I saw this in their behaviors. I saw this in the way that they responded and the way they were acting as children, because knowing them produces good fruit, if you will.
Yeah, really. As I remember coming to know Terry, the one who's doing some of the teaching segments this week, our oldest daughter, I came to realize how much she needed respect to have her ideas and opinions valued. To just simply ask her, you know, Terry, what do you think about this? What are you feeling about this? Really hit her bullseye. And it took me too many years, honestly, to really come to know her at that level. That's what we're talking about. Could one of your children be needing respect? Could they be needing to hear from you? What's your idea? What's your thoughts? You see, that's what it means to hit a bullseye.
We just finished Christmas, David, and we just finished unwrapping all these presents. And if we'll think about our children as gifts of God that are unique and special and that need to be unwrapped so that we can really get to know them, then I think we can be empowered as a parent.
That's true. Or a grandparent, as we love to say on these programs. You know, because even as I look at our grandchildren, Teresa, I can see the differences in how they experience love. Little Zachary, our first-born grandson, I think he's got a real need for what we will talk about on today's program called security. You know, when he comes to visit, he's got to bring his toys. He's got to bring something that makes him feel secure.
He does.
There needs to be something familiar when he moves from car to car.
You know, and I thought about this. When he started this behavior was when Ethan, his little brother, came along, and he started needing his toys lined up. And we looked at that behavior, and we thought, he's really needing security right now with this new brother in the home.
That's right. You know, he may need to know what's happening next. In other words, here we are, we're at the restaurant, or we're over at what he calls Tati's house, his grandmama's house.
Yeah, I'm Tati.
But he kind of needs to know, what's happening next? Where are we going next? Come to realize one of his critical needs is security.
In Madison. Madison's our oldest granddaughter. Well, our only granddaughter.
That's right.
Is the only granddaughter we have. And as you were talking about, David, the joy, I think, of being a grandparent is I finally come to know which mountains to die on.
That's right.
And to be able to focus on that child and their individual needs, to know Madison at the point of her need for respect. I know the other day when I was talking to Terry, Madison has this need for respect. And as I was talking to Terry, I said, Terry, ask Madison. Madison was busy at the table drawing something or doing something. So I respected her and didn't want to interrupt that project. And so I asked her, would you ask Madison what color Christmas paper she would like on her packages? And so Terry asked her, and then Madison gave me the answer back. And Terry said, Mom, that was a very good thing to do, because it's a big deal for Madison what color you put on her stuff. And so I wanted to respect her in that way.
That's a great illustration of you hitting her bullseye respect. In contrast to little Zachary, it would make absolutely no difference in the world what his presents were wrapped in.
He just wants a present.
He is getting those open as quick as possible.
That's right.
Each of your children have unique needs in their hearts and lives. Underneath their behaviors, whether they're positive or acting out behaviors, they really have important needs. And what it means to be an empowered, competent, adequate parent is to know them so well that you, in Christ's power, can begin to enter into their lives to meet them at that point of need. After the break, we'll hear about several more of these relational needs and how to meet them. You see, we're focused upon needs in the lives of our children. You'll find at greatcommandment.net a download about what these needs look like. What do they sound like? You'll also find the Parenting with Intimacy resource. It'll be a part of blessing you as an adequate, competent parent. Thanks for joining us today.
Teresa and David Ferguson. Coming up in our next segment, Parenting with Intimacy. You can order the Parenting with Intimacy book at our website and receive today's free download on the top 10 needs and life skills for older kids, kids about 13 to 18 years of age. It's all at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Back with more of Great Commandment Radio right after this break. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
We know in our heads we have needs. We know in our heads we need other people. But when it comes to receiving it and communicating it, then that's a whole new ballgame.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
I think a part of what happens in the Christian world is that we end up oftentimes feeding that fear by communicating, you know, messages like, I'm afraid I'm going to be viewed as unspiritual if I am vulnerable. I fear I'm going to be viewed as, you know, kind of less than committed, you know, if I admit that I'm kind of down right now.
Right.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. Learning how to love your kids differently, well, uniquely. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, our series all of this week, Empowered Parenting. We take you now to a Parenting with Intimacy workshop. Later on, we'll tell you how you can order Parenting with Intimacy for use in your own home or your church or community. Here's Dr. David Ferguson.
Comfort is maybe one of the most emotional of these needs. Hurting when another person is hurting. I think it's biblically portrayed to us when we find the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus seeing Mary weeping at the tomb of Lazarus. And the Bible says Jesus was moved deeply within his spirit. And then what happened?
Jesus wept.
To me, it's significant that the shortest verse in the Bible, maybe the most easily remembered by children, You ever been around a bunch of children and we're going to quote Bible verses and the first little child says, Jesus wept, Jesus wept. They want to get that one. I think it's significant that maybe the easiest to remember Bible verse is about a God who does what? Who cries, who weeps. That's the kind of God we have. Comfort is entering into this person's hurt. How does a child go before they're disappointed, discouraged, rejected, criticized, or misunderstood? How long do you think they go? Not very long. Comfort has to do with entering into their world with tender words of affectionate care as we hurt with this person who's hurting.
Yeah, it might look like rubbing your toddler's back so she can go to sleep. Might look like kissing a wound, putting your arm around your child saying, oh, I'm so sorry that happened. I know that must have hurt your feelings. It's real simple, real short, but real effective.
Next, the need for encouragement. To come alongside and to urge on.
Encouragement means being your child's cheerleader. It means attaboy, I know you can do it, way to go. It's going to mean opening your arms and beckoning your toddler to take that first step away from the coffee table. Come on, I know you can do it. It's going to mean just urging them to do something, to do a goal they want to do.
Next is respect. Respect has a particular emphasis on valuing their ideas, their opinions, their perspectives. It can be as simple as valuing privacy. It's as simple as for young children, giving them a sense of respect of maybe whether I wear the blue outfit or the yellow outfit. There's a sense of value, some of who I am, all right? And I get a few smiles as I'm saying this because we've all probably run into that occasionally, haven't we? You know, and so respecting is a particular focus upon valuing this person as a unique individual, separate from me, and very valued and significant by God.
Respect is going to mean asking before taking something that belongs to a child, being sure to return it if you borrow it, wanting to hear about their ideas and their choices. What do you think? What's your preferences? What would you like to do? Including the input from a child.
Some homework on hitting your child's bullseye coming up in our next segment of Great Commandment Radio. And today's free download at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Comes from our Parenting with Intimacy teaching curriculum. It's called the Top 10 Needs. You'll also find life skills for older kids age 13 to 18, all at greatcommandment.net, where you can order your own edition of Parenting with Intimacy, the book, a companion workbook, and media series as well, all at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Homework coming up next on Great Commandment Radio. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches. We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work spreading the good news.
See, I believe that was one of the challenges that Paul was trying to address in Romans chapter 8.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
It's the passage that you recall that comes off of the challenges of condemnation, the issues of the very things that I'm wanting to do, I'm not doing, the very things I'm doing, I don't want to do. And in the midst of that, Paul asked these questions. Who shall bring charge against you? Remember that question? You know how some of us answer that question? Anybody and everybody, take a number, stand in line. Here's how Paul answers it. It is God who justifies. You know what he's saying? There's only one person who can bring charge against you. What's his name? God.
Dr. David Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop, or our Never Alone initiative, or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net.
All right, let's talk about those five needs again. Let me go over them again that we're talking about today. The need for comfort, the need for security, the need for encouragement, the need for support, the need for respect. Now, these are relational needs. And this is what you need to ask yourself. Is one of these one of my child's top needs? Would this be one of the needs on her target? We've been talking about target and bullseyes. You know, the emotion that will relate to emotion. What is their target? What is their relational target, and have I met that need in their life today? Well, let's talk about encouragement. Last segment, we talked about encouragement. Is your child doing things that are hard or challenging right now, and have you come alongside them and give them encouragement? Do they get discouraged easily? Or they get fussed at when they're discouraged, or do you just come along and you know, help them out, hang in there till it's over? That child might need to hear words of encouragement. I know you can do it. I believe in you. Your hard work's going to pay off. I'm looking forward to giving you a high five, honey, when this is over. You might want to leave a note in their lunchbox or in the bathroom mirror. You might want to send a child an email or a letter if they're an older kid and it feels a little awkward if you're just starting this journey out. But sending them an email or leaving them a note if they have cell phones. And I know a lot of kids have cell phones these days. But you might just in some way let them know that they're being encouraged.
Maybe, how about this, parents? Maybe your child has a high need for security. How would you know? Well, maybe they get upset over changes that are made in the plans. They really like routine. They might have this high security need if they're going through a lot of changes. Maybe your child's going through a lot of changes. Maybe changes at school, got a new teacher. Maybe we've had to move a lot. Maybe there's challenging economic things happening in our family. And it begins to bring out this target or this need for security. You see, maybe your child's going through a certain sense of instability or chaos. It surfaces the need for security. Maybe your child's a little bit like our grandson, Zach. They want to know the plans. What's the schedule? What are we going to do next? Maybe this child would identify with being terribly upset when promises are broken. When we don't do what we said we were going to do. That's a high need for security. And so how are we going to meet this need? Well, obviously, we want to try at all costs to keep our promises. We're going to want to take initiative as moms and dads to bring, hopefully, a certain sense of order and consistency back into the child's life. We may want to take initiative to, ahead of time, tell them what the plans are. You know, Teresa, I know it's been so helpful at times with some of our grandchildren to really just kind of tell them a little bit about the plan. You know, we're going to go to McDonald's, mm-hmm. and after we do that, we'll go to the park. When we finish the park, then we're going to kind of go back over here at Mom's and Dad's house.
When can I spend the night? We say, well, it's this night.
So, now, again, I can just imagine some of you are going to say, now, wait a minute, I'm the parent. Why do I have to let this little child in on stuff? You see, that's what we're exploring this week. What it means to be an empowered parent. Different from, I'm the power. You know, I'm the big
Iron
person.
Fist.
That's right.
Iron fist.
An empowered parent is one who so knows the needs of their child that they, out of a servant's heart, begins to meet that need. That need, as we just talked about, of security. Sharing with your child a little bit of what the plan is. Bringing some more consistency into their life, some order back into their life. Maybe it's keeping those promises, communicating, I just want you to know you can count on me. I want to encourage you to visit our website. You'll find there at greatcommandment.net a download called Life Skills for Older Children. If you've got teenagers, even preteens, 10 up, what I want to encourage you to do is download that, and you'll find, I don't know, probably 30 or so ideas on there that Teresa, in fact, just alluded to. Maybe your child's needing to learn, you know, how do I cook? You know, would I know how to turn the stove on? Maybe you need a little mother-daughter time. I guess we'd do mother-son time or dad-son
sure.
time, even
sure.
though I'm not the cook in the family.
Some fathers do cook.
I understand. Maybe your child needs to learn how to write a thank you note. Maybe they need to learn how to use an ATM machine. No, we don't want to teach them that, do we? Maybe they need to learn how to take photographs, plant a garden. Maybe they need to know more about certain things with the car. Whatever it may be, your child needs you to get under that load with them. The more your child senses they're adequate in, they're competent in, the more they'll sense the security to grow up. Life skills. Download that from greatcommandment.net. And now in the closing thought, let us bring back to some homework. How about you? Think about the needs for comfort, security, encouragement, support, respect. We've talked about them today. And then imagine this. In your mind, the names of each of your children, and then this sentence. I really believe that Eric could benefit from more of my comfort. I really believe that Robin could benefit from more of my approval. I really believe that Terry could benefit from more of my support at times. What could your children benefit from you? I think which one of your children could benefit from which of these needs? And then after you've identified what each of your children could benefit from more of from you, then take a moment to pray about that. In other words, God, you want me to become more comforting toward Eric. God, you want me to become more respectful, more supportive of Terry or Robin. What does God want to produce in you as a parent that you might better express his love to your children? And as you pray, imagine this. 1 John 5:14-15 says this, if we would ask anything according to his will. How about right now? God, I really know that you want me to be more supportive with my daughter. God, I really know you want me to be more respectful of my son. Would you change me, God, in these ways? Change me, God. I want to better love them. Why not pray that prayer? This Bible passage is promise that God will hear you. This prayer is according to his will. He hears and he will answer. We're glad you've joined us for today's Great Commandment program.
David and Teresa Ferguson, they co-direct Intimate Life Ministries. Find out more about Intimate Life Ministries, receive today's free download, order your own edition of Parenting with Intimacy, find out about our Great Commandment network of churches, and a lot more. It's all at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Or feel free to call our toll-free number at 1-800-881-8008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-881-8008. More how-tos for empowered parenting and living out the Great Commandment next time on Great Commandment Radio.